Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 616, The Person in the Mirror. When you look at yourself, this is the key to your success. You have to be able to look at yourself in the eye, like right in the eyes when you're looking in the mirror, and you have to appreciate who you are now, where you've been, in addition to where it is that you want to go. You have to have a level of compassion because you know what? You're going to make mistakes. You're going to do things that, in hindsight, you'll be like, you know what? Probably should have done that differently. You have to be able to look at the process you're working through, and you have to be able to take what needs to be learned from these lessons that you're having, leave all the other stuff to the side, all the emotion, all the stuff that weighs you down, and be able to keep moving forward. And this all starts with the relationship that you have with yourself, with that person in the mirror. You have to start from a place of understanding, a place of kindness, and you've got to be gentle. Then you need to be able to be honest and direct. Honest and direct are the last two parts because, see, there's this notion that the person in the mirror is your competition. Now, in short-term spurts, when you are trying to hit deadlines or you've got something very specific that you're working on, and in the moment, pushing yourself further than you might go otherwise will actually benefit you, then yeah, you're going to be your own competition. But before you get to that part, you have to lay this foundation first. You have to come from a place of understanding. You have to come from a place of compassion. You have to come from a place of kindness. And then you've got to be honest and direct. If you do not have that positive relationship with yourself first, then all you're doing, if you're somebody that has always been overly critical of yourself, is you're using being your own competition as an excuse for your own self-destructive behavior. You may be able to take this competition with yourself thing to an extent to where you can have some level of success, but I will guarantee you, if you're living that way, you're not anywhere near as far along as you could be if you started with the foundation of kindness first. Again, you're going to have short-term sprints where you are competing with yourself, not just in health and fitness, but all the other goals that you have in life. But this is the relationship that is most important. This is the dialogue that you're always having. This is the person that is with you through every stage of your life. This is who you need to be proud of. This is who you need to be direct with. This is who you need to be kind with. And this is who you are going to be working with, not against. You work with yourself, you're going to get much further along than if you're coming from a default place of working against yourself. This is just how this happens. It's hard to get to this place. It's hard to be able to look at, you know, your past and the things that you're, the self-destructive behaviors that you might have right now and say, you know what, I got to learn from these and I got to change. Now, there is absolutely a place for surrounding yourself with like-minded people, okay, that are approaching themselves this first place. We're talking about being able to process and work through choices that have been made in the past. That very easily, and for most of us, honestly, should include counseling or therapy. So there's going to be a place for outside people, professional resources, all that stuff. But I want to boil this down because you hear a lot about how you're supposed to be your own competition, and that is not true. That is not where your default mindset should be. If you build on having a positive, compassionate, honest, direct, but supportive relationship with yourself, you're going to get much further. This is counter to what you see from most people. This is counter to probably your intuition. Because we all think we got to push, grind, you know, call ourselves out. And there's a place for that. But underneath it, where it all begins, your foundation, comes down to the positive relationship that you have with that person in the mirror. Now, that's you as an individual. That's you as a person. What else should we talk about when we're talking about the person in the mirror? Let's talk about physical beauty. You should be your own beauty standard. You should look in the mirror, be able to look at yourself from head to toe, appreciate everything that you are physically, and say, this is the standard. The reason you start here is because if you start looking at physical appearances outside of your own, most likely you're not going to be able to achieve those. Now, if you start by looking and appreciating the body that you have, all it's been able to do, all the things that make it unique, and then as you continue to do the things that you're working on, most of you are working on health and fitness, you're trying to lose weight. If you are consistent with the efforts that you're putting in when it comes to your eating and exercise plan, your body over time is going to drop some weight, it is going to change its composition, and while that's happening, you will continue to appreciate where you are in that moment as the physical beauty standard. If you can do this, your confidence level is going to go up, because now, see, we're not only just talking about you as a person on the inside, which most people are going to struggle with this. We all will struggle with this to some point. But if you can come to a default where, as you know what, you really appreciate who you are as an individual on the inside, and then you're able to appreciate who you are on the outside as you're evolving, and not saying, well, I'll appreciate who I am and I'll love myself physically once I get to this point. But if you're like, I'm already here, then your confidence is going to be that much higher. Genuine confidence helps you win in the world that we're in right now. So much when we're talking about the beauty and the fitness and the weight loss industries is based on marketing against our own insecurities about ourselves. It doesn't seem normal to look at the body that you're at right now, something that you very well could think that you're, you know, however many pounds overweight, or that you wish you looked a certain way, or you had, you know, this feature or that feature, or you didn't have this feature or that feature. It's a whole different concept to be able to look at where you are right now and say, you know what? I appreciate you. I love you. You are the beauty standard. Because that's not what we've been taught, right? We see the ads all the time. We scroll our feed. On social media, we see what standards are, right? The reason you set your own standards is this is your life. Again, most people aren't going to do this. Most people are going to look outside of themselves for reassurance as an individual, as a person. They're going to look to somebody else's physical appearance as their goal body, right? And they're going to be chasing that. And very few of them are going to actually reach it and be happy with themselves for the rest of their life. Some will reach it. But I'll tell you what, one of the worst feelings to ever have is to put all this work in to actually hit or exceed a goal and then look in the mirror and be like, oh, I thought that if I did this, I would like myself more. I thought that this would take care of it, but it's not. Where do I go from here? You have everything you need to appreciate yourself. You have you. You start having a more positive dialogue with yourself. You start looking at yourself physically and appreciating the body that you have. And let me remind you guys, when we're talking about beauty standards, I am 5'7", 39 years old, have an obese BMI, kind of laughing at that one, have cerebral palsy, and I have cerebral palsy, and I have deformities all in my feet. My feet are completely deformed. Yet I am my own standard of beauty. I am my own standard of confidence. I am my standard for everything. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't look to others to see what they're doing and be able to appreciate it and even look at it and say, you know what? That would be cool to be like that. or have goals and say, you know what, I'm going to put some work in. Maybe I'll be able to accomplish this. Maybe I'll be able to do that. But it's the foundation that you come from that really matters. And if one of you listening to this actually grasps it and actually runs with it, I will have done my job with this episode. You have to be able to appreciate the person in the mirror, inside and out. You're going to hear all this resistance in your head as to how this is complete, you know, nonsense, and this doesn't work, and this is all hokey and all that. You know what? Try it. Instead of beating yourself down, lift yourself up. Is it easy? Not at first. Does it get easier over time? Yeah. Might you need external people to help you with this? You better find some, if you're looking for a friends group, you better find some people that actually have this, the genuine confidence of where they are in addition to where they're wanting to go, right? The professional help, which again, I think I've mentioned before, I did not, I went for a counseling consultation in my late 20s. I would have been about 27, 28. Said it wasn't for me. Told you guys that I really struggled through some stuff until probably my mid-30s. And had I gone to counseling, like did it for 6 months to a year, that probably would have given me some of those years where I would have been in a better headspace. So I'm in a pretty good space right now. And I'll just, we mention this a lot. Everybody has their days. Everybody has their situations, their weeks, their periods in life. You have your ups and downs. But in general, by default, I love myself from the inside out. And I want that for you. You up for this? Just give it a shot. I beg you to give it a shot. But let me know. Shoot me a text. That's 859-208-2334. Let me know. Or you can email me. That's daryl@yourlevelfitness.com. daryl@yourlevelfitness.com. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.